The first call came just before 7 o'clock. It did not come as a surprise. Captain David Brown and his crew in Station 8 were already preparing to respond to tornado damage after hearing on the radio that another team had seen the twister. So when a call came in saying a house had collapsed 6 miles away in the southeast corner of town, they headed out.
We responded to that district with all three pieces of equipment we have here in our station, which is an engine company, a rescue, and an ambulance.
They arrived 15 minutes later to a neighborhood just south of Interstate 30, devastated.
It was kind of chaotic right at first, like you would expect. Just a lot of noise and people hollering at first.
He says the destruction was surprising. These were sturdy homes. He'd know. He used to build houses before he joined the fire department almost 28 years ago.
You know, you see things in tornadoes that you'll see, you know, nowhere else. Two before shoved through cars or a plastic dumpster that you put your trash in your driveway would have punched a hole through a brick wall and gone all the way through a house. It's just the sheer power of what a tornado can do.
Captain Brown's five-man team set to work going house to house, pulling people out of immediate danger. In the dark and the rain and the chaos, Brown remained practical. Some considerations were small. Did he have backup batteries to keep flashlights going all night? Others were bigger, like keeping his crew safe.
Because if we get hurt, then that just kind of shuts everything down. So we were, looking for utility problems, live electrical lines, gas leaks, such as that. If we do go into a building and structure, I'm looking for possible collapse hazards.
There's a lot of confusion in the immediate aftermath of a big storm. Saturday was no different. One call came in that said two children were stuck inside a half-collapsed house. The crew dug for more than 45 minutes. Searching for kids is harder. They're smaller, and so they can fit into smaller spaces.
We never found any victims, and at the end of that 45 minutes to an hour, there was a lady walked up and told us that family was in Arkansas. So that was a relief.
Brown says many houses were empty, their owners out of town, and that was a blessing. Another blessing, if the twister had struck a mile west, it could have taken out a cluster of apartment complexes filled with people.
We got kind of lucky, I guess I could say, in that respect.
Brown and his crew worked the scene for 5 hours in the dark and cold, the rain coming in fits and spurts. After his crew was released, Captain Brown kept going. He was on for 48 hours straight before he could go home and sleep.
I pretty much relaxed and tried to thank the Lord that we had the few casualties that we had compared to what the damage looked like.
He says you have to be able to stay optimistic to be a first responder, to focus on the good things and have strategies to let go of the bad. Because after 24 hours off, it's back to the firehouse, and you've got to be ready to respond to the next emergency. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.